Friends, thanks for joining me. I realized tonight that I should meditate more, not less. So it is said, if you arouse even a hair's breadth of discrimination in the mind, you will be as far away from the original root as heaven is from earth. Zen practitioners should immediately overcome the discriminative mind by opening their eyes to the fact that there is no Dharma to be ascertained. However, it's also true that it is difficult for ordinary people not to arouse the discriminative mind while immersed in the sense fields, because they are not yet free from the functioning of karmic cause and effect. A discriminative mind may arise in Zen practice because of karma. See through the external phenomena by accepting those phenomena just as they are. If you empty your mind and believe in causality, you will always penetrate to the truth. Causality. Sometimes we talk about it, about accepting our shortcomings, our inability to see our blind spots, things that are disturbing, that we'd rather push away. So I think for me right now, focusing on causality is not such a bad idea. I think right now, at this particular point in my life, it's an effective practice. Helps me to understand, what is this discriminating mind of mine that I attach to and cling to? Where does it come from? What is its effect? Building strength to see through external phenomena by accepting this phenomena just as it is. Accepting things just as it is. Good luck with that. Any comments?
So it's being passive. Is it being passive?
I think to understand causality means being a participant in a positive, well, positive, negative, I hate to use those words because we know the implications. But correct action, correct thinking, correct livelihood, you know, let's just resort back to the Eightfold Path and say, yes, there is a correct way of being. Also, looking at it from the point of view of the perfections, the six perfections, there is action to take. There's also past actions that we've done out of ignorance, greed, anger, whatever, that are causing situations we find ourselves in now. So sometimes it can be very frustrating and difficult because, as you say, the past haunts us to some degree. As long as we're using this discriminative mind to push and pull rather than accept things as they are. So it's not passive acceptance. I'm not really sure being passive is the right phrase for acceptance. Because by accepting that I've made mistakes, for example, my aim is not to make them again. So that's not passive. Not giving up and saying, oh, well, I could say that. But, you know, that doesn't get me very far. That's why I said I feel like I should meditate more rather than less. So I have more understanding. I have more ability, more strength to deal with this causality that's constantly coming. Everything's always changing.
Yes, and the push-pull. I love how you said the push-pull because that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
The word that came to my mind when you were speaking was that it requires clarity.
Mm.
I sometimes, well, a lot of the times, I'm just confused. I'm not sure what's happening. I'm not certain of the reason. I might never be certain of the reason, but there's some points when it's more, I have more clarity than other times.
So in our practice, we empty our mind or attempt to empty our mind and just see things as they are. This is such a special point in our practice, in our meditative practice, when we get to where we recognize that, where we see things, the push and pull happening, but we're not attached to it. We recognize it, but we're not pulled into it. You're not denying it. It's like I often have said, it's like embracing your experience like a baby, not too tightly, but loosely, and recognizing it that it's, a delicate thing, that the understanding is. It's not something you can force. It's something that comes out of having a clear mind, clear like space that allows you to see it as it is. I think that's what, Nancy, you're referring to, clarity.
Yeah, more like it settles in. It's a settling.
So is there a subjectiveness to seeing things as they are, to clarity? Different people see things differently. Different people feel clear about different things. We could have five people here tonight, and all five of them have a different place that they come to.
I think clarity supersedes that.
So there's only one clarity.
I think clarity is a mind that's clear like space. So when you have five different views, which one is clear like space?
Well, the point I'm trying to make is, what if each person says they are or believes that they are?
It can be challenged. I mean, I think we should do that for each other when, you have a different view, you express it, and maybe there's something for them to see that they hadn't thought of. So, it's an exchange, but it gets complicated because, we're diving into ego and personality and how people are dealing with their deluded views. When we talk about how difficult it is for ordinary people, when we are, as ordinary people, in a more deluded state of view. So we think we know, but we don't really know. So thinking we know is very different than knowing. Sorting that out can be very difficult unless you happen to be in this place where clarity shines through, either in terms of how you're talking with someone, and they maybe are more clear than you, so they can, help you to see where what is clear and what is not, or just your karmic experience. You're stumbling, you're getting hurt, you're whatever it is that forces you into a position of having to be more clear. This is it. Causality isn't something you can avoid. It's always happening. But you can affect how you go through the world by how you accept how things are and what you can change and what you can't and all of that. It's just, there's a sincerity and altruism. There's a way of going through the world that is more clear. It just is. And that's part of what we do through our practice. We're wanting to be more clear. We have a particular direction of in our lives, which is clarity. It's not, oh, maybe if I buy that thing over there, then my life will be better. Or if I have that relationship, whoopee. jumping from thing to thing, from exciting moment to exciting moment. I mean, people come here to be excited, forget it. I'm very boring. Dad's shaking his head up and down. I mean, one of the most frustrating things to me about our current life situation is, as a society, is that we have to have so much stimulation, or it doesn't feel real. If we're not stimulated somehow,
Well, no, I got to say, Fran's suggestion was an interesting one, wasn't it? It got me into an interesting thought experiment. Okay, so five people previously deluded come to the Zendo and they all have clarity. Will they have the same clarity? I don't know. That's a good question, but I'd be really interested to see when they show up. So I'm it's like, yeah. I suspect it would be perhaps maybe flavors of a theme. If there is a discrepancy, if there is a difference, they may still have their own spins and takes and whatever. But if it's clarity, surely there must be some sort of like essential commonality across the view.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
It's your original face before your parents were born.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
So, which is a long ways away from our current place.
That's why I'm excited for when it's going to happen. Yes.
Well, there's this thing, Bodhidharma, one of his main tenets was mind to mind transmission. Buddha holding up the flower, and that understanding that went in that experience beyond words, beyond thinking, beyond any sort of examination, beyond discrimination. So these five different people who have five different views are in discriminating mind. If we just sit here and smile and really smile at each other, there's a connection, and it's mind to mind. It really is real. It's not something imaginary. It's a real connection.
I was struck with watching people experiencing the eclipse.
Yeah.
And I felt there was a lot of mind-to-mind transmission then. When the eclipse was complete, totality, people stopped talking.
Yes.
There's complete silence. They just experienced it. Groups of people. I mean, it was fantastic to watch and observe.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. The totality experience.
And they were all happy.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for joining me.